Truth Shots from TruthRevolution.tv and Revolution Church. Here's your host, Dave, and Pastor Jeff.
Demon possession, is it real?
It is a real thing, but I don't think Hollywood usually gets it right.
You mean demons don't jump into children's dolls and spin their heads around?
Probably not. And if you had a book on your table, and then when you came back, it was on the shelf? Probably not a demon either.
Lots of people claim demons are messing with things, like pushing candles around their tables.
Think about this for a minute. We have no biblical example of demons messing with little things to scare people.
Right.
The biblical example of demons is oppressing, possessing, or tempting people, and that makes more sense. That certainly would accomplish a lot more in a spiritual sense than pushing things on a table.
Check out Mark 5 to see one example of Jesus encountering a demon-possessed person.
It also shows that Jesus is in charge, and demons cannot stand up to him.
Right. Although they possessed a man and did much evil, they have to bow down to the authority of Jesus.
TruthRevolution.tv.